Hello and welcome to the Tuesday, December 30th, 2014 edition of the Sands and its Storms and its Stormcast. My name is Johannes Ulrich and today I'm recording from Jacksonville, Florida. Today we got a diary by John Bambanek with a couple of hints and things that could be done to at least minimize the denial of service problem that we are having across the internet these days. Of course, for the defender who is being exposed to denial of service attack, there's little that they can do. But part of the problem is that right now it's really so easy to conduct a lot of these denial of service attacks because there is an ample supply of amplifiers and also networks that allow spoofing. Now, for an end user, there isn't really much you can do about spoofing, but one thing you are able to help with is make sure that you are not an amplifier. And John is listing a number of websites that try to track amplifiers that are being used in these attacks, so you can check and see if any network that you manage is on that list. And of course, with all the publicity around the movie The Interview, the bad guys can't stay behind and let that chance pass. There is now an Android banking Trojan that takes advantage of the movie's title. It claims to be a pirated copy of that movie, but then actually turns out to be a banking Trojan. Right now, this malware has been cited only in South Korea. Of course, that gives rise to other conspiracy theories here or so who may be behind that malware. But according to McAfee, it looks like it's standard online banking malware and no political motivation behind it. It just happens to focus on South Korea, where malware like this tends to be rather popular and successful. And China further restricts access to Gmail. It was always difficult from inside China to reach the Gmail website, but now it appears mail protocols like SMTP, IMAP, and POP are blocked as well, which in part then prevents users in China to send email to Gmail user addresses. According to cratefire.org, a website that does track the Great Chinese Firewall, this block went in effect between the 26th and the 27th of December. And just some anecdotal evidence from relatives in China confirms that email sent to gmail.com addresses no longer arrives. And for a change, we have some emails that leaked in China revealing some details about the operations of the Wu Mao or 50 Cent Party. These are people on the payroll of various government departments, and the name 50 Cent Party derives from the fact that they're allegedly being paid 50 cents per post to various social media sites. The interesting part about these emails is that they sort of first of all do reveal the scale of the entire operation. In this case, the emails did leak from a medium-sized city, about 500,000 people, and within that particular operation, they had 300 individuals who were participating in these postings. For example, they did receive detailed instructions on how to, for example, post softball questions to online interviews that certain government officials gave, or how to respond to online bulletin board posts. Interestingly, also, the individual who leaked these emails revealed that the password used by many of these government departments is just a three-letter acronym for the department, followed by the numbers 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. The individuals who do the actual posting are typically being provided with a copy-paste material that they just insert in the respective online forum. And then we got one more item from the Chaos Computer Club conference in Hamburg. Checkpoint revealed more details about the misfortune cookie vulnerability. It was announced before Christmas. In case you missed it, a lot of home routers and firewalls are vulnerable to this. And essentially what it means is a simple HTTP cookie can be used to take full control of the device. There is no patch for many of these devices. And with this talk that was presented by Checkpoint, there's now a lot more information out there about how to exploit the vulnerability. In this talk, they presented pretty much all the detail necessary to construct an exploit. The one caveat they had is that different routers use different memory layouts, so essentially the exploit has to be adapted to a particular router type and firmware version. Well, and that's it for today. Thanks again for listening, and talk to you again tomorrow. Bye.